The Volumes of Truth. Volume 3. The Last Trump. February 10, 2006. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord, spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. I am come, says the Lord. Therefore arise and give answer, O peoples of the earth. Who is the face and image of the invisible God? Who? It is He, I have sent. The one who is, and was, and is to come. Behold, he shall wait no longer. For the day of the Lord is at hand, and the time appointed draws near. For the Son of Man shall enter in, and gather them together. He shall surely pass through, and prepare the harvest. He shall reap. Therefore hear the word of the Lord. For thus says the Lord. My spirit is poured out. My watchmen are called. My prophets sent. They prepare my way before me. And if you are willing to receive it, they are John and Elijah, my witnesses, even 144,000. And behold, they shall surely baptize with my word, and fire. Who else shall I send? Who will go for me? Who will noise in the four corners, and shout from the rooftops? Watchmen, stand up, and blow the trumpet, for the great and terrible day of the Lord draws near. Peoples of the earth, repent, and be spared. For the thief is about to enter the house, and take his spoil. Behold, he has entered the hearts of the penitent already, and has but to call out, and they shall be snatched away. Churches of men, let my people go. For the Master is coming quickly, and he shall surely purge every temple, and tear down every house, which pollutes my name, and desecrates the glory of my majesty. Therefore do not wait, beloved ones. Come out, from among them. For the day of judgment is at hand. Behold, judgment shall rain down from heaven, upon every tribe, tongue, and people. Recompense, for all nations. Calamity upon calamity shall overtake the land. Disaster shall reach into every corner, even to the ends of the earth. For who can hide from the face of God, revealed in his hot displeasure, burning in the fierceness of his wrath? Who is able to drink from the cup of my indignation, and live? For it is written, unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. For the heavens shall be set on fire above, and the earth shall become a desolation beneath. Yet whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, in sincerity and in truth, shall be delivered, says the Lord. For thus says the Lord, to the generation of his wrath, I have trumpeted to you, yet you cover your ears. I shall show great signs and wonders, the likes of which have never been seen. Indeed, many signs are made plain already, yet you shall cover your eyes. Indeed, you refuse to repent, neither will you humble yourselves and consider. For your hearts are hard, your countenance is unyielding. A vile people, who despise the truth. Therefore judgment is coming quickly, and shall fall hard upon the desolate, the high-minded, and the hypocrite. All shall be broken, some broken and uplifted, and many broken and condemned. Behold, before the sixth seal is broken, I shall deal to the hard-hearted a glancing blow. One shall be taken, and the other left. For the innocent shall be taken, and the upright in heart shall be hidden. As many as receive my words, and also do them. Behold, even those asleep in Messiah shall come forth, and they too shall be gone from this place. For I know my own. The earth shall starve, all light gathered and taken. Darkness, thick clouds and darkness. The great and terrible day of the Lord. Therefore hear the word of the Lord, for thus declares the Lord. Travesty. Great travesty is coming, and is already here. Even the abomination which causes desolation shall be revealed. Atrocities and war shall increase. Perversions of every kind shall reach unto new heights in wickedness, as injustice upon injustice is perpetrated in every land, to the rending of the hearts of all people. Thus I have declared the day, and set the hour. Judgment. for all who fight against me, recompense, for all who harm my little ones, or persecute my messengers, refinement, for those who refuse to embrace me as I truly am, yet glory, for those who glory in him, who gave his life as a ransom, deliverance, for those who obey the Son, sanctuary, for the innocent. Therefore, love the Lord your God, with your whole heart, and find sanctuary in the one through whom you were made. Kiss the Son, for he alone is the loving mercy of God, your only salvation, the way, the truth, the life.